Okay, you ready? All right. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Namodarati Vardana Pace Adi Niskuta Brenna Vipinese Namodarati Vardana Pace Adi Niskuta Brenna Vipinese Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Vishabhandani Navasasi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Dani Navasashi Lake Lali Dasaki Kuna Ramita Vishoke Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Bharita Jarite Kurudam Kurumae Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Bharita Jarite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Urane Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Rane Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrikacharya. All Stotera Siddhashi Shiva His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivinoda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavarindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Param se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadha Shri Prasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Gijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikapatnath Shyam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturam Gijai Jagadathasami Gijai Yumanamai Gijai Srimati Lasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gijai Gaur Primananda Hari 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 Gol, all glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshutarani. Good to see everybody. We got 37 people on tonight, and we have people from various continents. It's interesting, we have some people from South America. We have some people from North America. We have some people from Australia, some people from New Zealand, and some people from Fiji. It's pretty nice. Don't have anyone from India, as far as I can see. And we don't have anyone from Europe, because Europe is not a good time. Actually, in India, it's not a good time either. So either in Europe or India, it's not a really good time for them to be online. But for those of you who are at good time zones, or on compatible time zones, or incompatible time zones, it's very nice to see everybody. Okay, we'll continue. So Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshudam Riditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we're continuing with our reading and study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're beginning with the second chapter of the Majjhalila, which continues with a summary of the Lord's later pastimes, particularly the Anchalila. So these first two chapters are like summary chapters in the Majjhalila, and then we get into a little more detail in the pastimes. So let us share the screen. Someone to send me a message. Oh, so we got someone from Europe. Thank you. That's nice. We got someone from many different continents now, of course. Yeah, the UK is, it's actually 10:15 in the evening. Whew, that is very austere. Okay, so Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda. So it's Kalyani who's from Europe. Wow, it's good to see you. You're a dedicated devotee. Yep, that late at night. So we're going to talk about the ecstatic manifestations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the second chapter of the Majjhalila. So what we're trying to do with these readings is make each particular evening or morning, depending on where you are, of the readings like self, let's say, encapsulated. So even if you miss a few of the readings, or even if you just attend one reading a week or one a month, it'll make sense. In other words, we're talking about the Lord's pastimes. So you can take something that's apparently out of context, but it's important. You don't have to attend all the readings to understand what's going on. And it's like that in any of the Shastras. I was explaining that to someone last night. In any of the Shastras, I take one verse from the Bhagavad Gita and give a class on one verse in the Bhagavad Gita. That verse is taken out of context. And I have to explain the context while I'm giving or explaining the verse. And what can you do? You can't read the whole Bhagavad Gita in one night, and you can't expect everybody to attend all your Bhagavad Gita classes either. So with the Chaitanya Charitamrita, each and every verse and each and every evening, it's nectar. Just like Prabhupada said, that we can go to any of his books, and it's like taking a bite out of a sweet ball, that wherever you bite, if you're using that particular analogy, wherever you bite, it tastes sweet. So with Srila Prabhupada's books, it's like that too. So even if you're not able to attend all the readings, it really doesn't mean that you're going to enjoy less or not understand what's going on. Because in each and every reading, each and every evening, or morning, or midday, whatever it is for you, or middle of the night for some of you, we're talking about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's no loss. It's actually, anyway, it's encapsulated. Everything is in and of itself. It is a complete class. Just like if you go to the temple once a week and you take prasadam, it's not that you have to take prasadam every day of the week to keep up with the prasadam. Better you do, but if you can't, you can't. In the second chapter, here's the chapter summary. In the second chapter of the Majjhalila, the author describes the pastimes the Lord performed during the last 12 years of his life. Thus, he has also described some of the pastimes of the Ansha Lila. So, remember, during the past, or the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he was in Jagannath Puri, experiencing the deepest mood of Vipra Lamba Seva and separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he has done so is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. The author expects that reading the pastimes of the Lord will gradually help a person awaken his dormant love of Krishna. Actually, this Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled by the author during very old age. Fearing he might not be able to finish the book, he's included a synopsis, that means a summary, of the Ansha Lila here in the second chapter. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has confirmed that the opinion of Swarup Damodar is authoritative in the matter of devotional service. Over and above this are the notes of Swarup Damodar memorized by Raghunath Das Goswami, who also helped in the compilation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. After the disappearance of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan. At that time, the author Srila Kaviraj Goswami met Raghunath Das Goswami, by whose mercy he could also memorize all the notes. In this way, the author was able to complete the transcendental literature of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we explained previously that on the banks of the Shyamakund were the bhajan kutirs of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, as well as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Of course, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur appeared later, so he wasn't on this planet at the same time as Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was on this planet at the same time as Raghunath Das Goswami, and not only that, he lived right next to him. Their bhajan kutirs were practically attached, not quite attached, but like if you go five steps from one bhajan kutir to another, you'll see the other bhajan kutir. And every day, Raghunath Das Goswami would recite the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Vrindavan. The Goswamis of Vrindavan begged him to recite these pastimes because when Raghunath Das Goswami first went to Vrindavan, he wanted to end his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. Why did he want to do that? Because he was feeling so much separation from his beloved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so the other Goswamis, they persuaded him, look, you have more information about Lord Chaitanya than anybody else. So please recite these pastimes for several hours a day instead of it's listen. to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for several hours a day. And guess who else was there? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was quite old, almost unable to see. It's described he was practically blind. Must have been his 70s or 80s, quite old. And still, he had the strength of mind to compose this beautiful literature, this poetic literature, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which contains a lot of Bengali poetry and a lot of Sanskrit poetry. And he composed other literatures too, like the Govinda Lilamrita, which I'm very enthusiastic to read, if Krishna ever gives me enough time. That's the problem. Krishna says, time I am. So I say to Krishna, give me more time. So, let's continue. Vichedesmin praboranca lila sutra nuvarnane gorascha krishna vicheda palapadyanuvarnyate. That's Sanskrit. While relating in synopsis form the last division of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this chapter I shall describe the Lord's transcendental ecstasy, which appears like madness due to his separation from Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited something called divyonmada, that means transcendental madness or transcendental ecstasy. And to an ordinary person, that ecstasy appears to be like craziness. But someone is so much immersed, of course, Lord Chaitanya was so much immersed in the happiness and love for Krishna that it drove him crazy. He is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna's greatest devotee. And so we see even in this mundane world, when someone is in love, we say that they are madly in love. Madly means they're madly in love. So I have had experience when I talk to someone who's in love, they cannot communicate with me anymore. And of course, in the material world, I just wait a few months and then they become a normal person again. But spiritually, when one is in love with Krishna, they never become a normal person again. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so much in love with Krishna, he was always trying to escape from home. And his parents had to hire guards to keep him. Finally, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he was able to escape. So anyway, in the second chapter, the activities of Lord Chaitanya that took place after the Lord accepted sannyas are generally described. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was specifically mentioned here as being Gora, or fair complexion. Krishna is generally known to be blackish, but when he is absorbed in the thought of the gopis, who are all of fair complexion, Krishna himself also becomes fair. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in particular felt separation from Krishna very deeply, exactly like a lover who is dejected in separation from the beloved. Such feelings, which are expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for nearly 12 years at the end of his pastimes, are described in brief in the second chapter of Majjhalila. Actually, they're elaborately described in the Anchalila, that means the final description of the Leela or pastime. What is Leela? Leela means activities executed voluntarily that one is not forced to do. In this material realm, we do not have Leelas. We have modes of nature that are forcing us to think a particular way. Just like sometimes someone will come to me and say, I'm very depressed today. And I'll say, well, sounds like the mode of ignorance. Prabhu. Or the next day they'll say, oh, I'm so excited. Sounds like the mode of passion. And someone will come to me the next day. I feel very peaceful looking at the trees. It's springtime. Guru Maharaj. And I say, that is the mode of goodness. That's it. Ain't nothing else in this material world with the modes of nature. And if you're absorbed in Krishna, that's beyond the modes. Mam chiyo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati chaitan brahmabhuya kalpate. So let's start the chapter, offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Dvaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. So, Shesha ye rahila prabhura dvadasha vatsara Krishnara vyoga spurti haya nirantara. During his last 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy and separation from Krishna. So separation is much more intense than meeting. Like if you're meeting with someone, even if you love them a lot, you know, it's just like, hi, what's for dinner? But if you're separated from them, it is so intense. What is so-and-so doing now? What is my beloved doing now? Feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Anyway, Shri Radhikara Cheshta Yena Udavadar Darshane Ematadasha Prabhura Haya Ratri Dine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's state of mind day and night was practically identical to Radharani's state of mind when Uddhava came to Vrindavan to see the gopis, because Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to see the gopis to assure the gopis that Krishna was coming soon, and he didn't come soon. And Radharani was so mad that she was talking to a bumblebee, thinking that the bumblebee was a messenger from Krishna. Nirantarahaya prabhura viraha unmada brahmamaya cheshta sada palapamaya vada. The Lord constantly exhibited a state of mind reflecting the madness of separation. All his activities were based on forgetfulness, and his talks were always based on madness. Wow. Roma coupe Rakto Gamha Dantasabahale Shane Anga Kshina Hayak Shane Anga Pule. Blood flowed from all the pores of his body and his teeth were loosened. At one moment, his whole body became slender, and at another moment, his whole body became fat. So remember, does that? Satchidananda Vigraha. First verse of the Brahma Samhita. The Lord has a body, or is non-different from his body. His body is eternally blissful, full of knowledge. So with the spiritual body can manifest symptoms that the material body couldn't manifest, or if the material body was to manifest those symptoms, you would be dead. Sometimes it's described that Lord Chaitanya's arms, they would extend many cubits and then come back and be like a tortoise. And sometimes the teeth became loosened, blood flowed from all the pores of the body, hairs stood on end. This is a spiritual, transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The material body cannot withstand spiritual emotions of that intensity. That's why when you have a material body, you will not completely be able to experience all your spiritual emotions, only when you have a spiritual body. Or if you identify with the spiritual body and temporarily leave the material body, then there's some chance. Whew. But don't try that at home. Gambira vitare atre nahi nidra lava vite muka shira gase kshatahaya sabha. The small room beyond the corridor is called the Gambira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay in that room, but he did not sleep for a moment. At night, he used to grind his mouth and head on the wall, and his face sustained injuries all over. Of course, they had devotees staying with Lord Chaitanya ultimately to prevent him from doing that. And the Gambira was actually very small. Anybody who's been to Jagannath Puri knows it's not a very, very big room, very narrow room. Tina Tware Gapata Prabhu Yayena Bahite Kabu Singh Adware Pade, Kabu Sindhu Nire. Although the three doors of the house were always closed, the Lord would nonetheless go out and sometimes would be found at the Jagannath Temple before the gate known as the Singhadwara. And sometimes the Lord would fall flat into the sea. So Singhadwara means the lion gate. There's different gates, the horse gate, lion gate, etc. And sometimes the Lord would fall into the sea and a fisherman would have to rescue him. And then the fisherman thought it was just a corpse, and the fisherman thought he was getting haunted when he rescued the Lord, because the fisherman started chanting Hare Krishna and he couldn't stop chanting Hare Krishna. These stories are told later in greater depth. Chataka Parvatateki Govardhana Prame Danda Chalayarta Narakariya Krandane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also run very fast across the sand dunes, mistaking them for Govardhan. As he ran, he would wail and cry loudly. There's actually this beautiful sand dune, one of them, I think this is the one that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran on, right near the Tota Gopinath Temple in Jagannath Puri. We've been in Jagannath Puri several times. Because of the winds of the sea, sometimes the sand would form dunes. Such sand dunes are called Chataka Parvata. Instead of seeing these sand dunes simply as hills of sand, the Lord would take them to be Govardhan Hill. Sometimes he would run toward these dunes at high speed, crying very loudly, expressing the state of mind exhibited by Radharani. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and his pastimes. His state of mind brought him the atmosphere of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill, and thus he enjoyed the transcendental bliss of separation and meeting. So whatever Lord Chaitanya saw reminded him of Krishna in Vrindavan. If he saw a peacock feather, heard a flute, saw a hill, reminded him of Govardhan, saw a river, reminded him of Vrindavan. So this is a symptom of pure devotional service, that whatever you see reminds you of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's called a vibhava, that which stimulates your feelings. We all have these different vibhavas. For example, we have material stimulation for feelings. It's like we hear a song that played when we were young that we love very much, then will stimulate certain feelings. I have one disciple, if he sees a superhero, it stimulates his feelings. Anyway, we have different things that materially and spiritually stimulate our feelings. And when you see the chakra on top of the temple, it stimulates our feelings. So many things stimulate our feelings, but we should concentrate on things that stimulate the spiritual feelings and attachment to Krishna, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. So here's another one, another vibhava by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upavano dhyana deki brindavana dhyana tahang na yaina che gayakshane muchayana. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the small parts of the city for Vrindavana. Sometimes he would go there, dance and chant, and sometimes fall unconscious in spiritual ecstasy. Whew. It's amazing. And these are the moods of a pure devotee. I mean, very rarely would Prabhupada let us see or get a glimpse into Prabhupada's internal moods. Once in a while, I remember sitting behind Prabhupada, and when he was preaching, giving class, and the tears were coming from his eyes. I mean, you see these shiny tears, and his eyes were generally shiny because there were always tears of ecstasy. As we hear, every morning we're chanting Mahaprabhu Kirtan and Richa Gita Vaditraman and Manaso Rasena. Kahana hi shuni ye bavera vikara Se Babahaya Prabhura Sharire Prachara. The extraordinary transformations of the body due to transcendental feelings would never have been possible for anyone but the Lord in whose body all transformations were manifest. And Prabhupada explains, the ecstatic transformations of the body described in such exalted literatures as the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are practically not seen in this material world. However, these symptoms were perfectly present in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These symptoms are indicative of Mahabhava, or the highest ecstasy. Sometimes sahajiyas artificially imitate these symptoms, but experienced devotees reject such imitations immediately. The author admits herein that these symptoms are not to be found anywhere but in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, sometimes great devotees have similar symptoms, but not to the same extent as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exhibiting Mahabhava, because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And if we see someone imitating, we say, please, get the heck out of here. And there's this interesting story in Haridas Thakur's pastimes. Once upon a time, there was like a snake charmer singing a snake charming mantra, a glorification of Anantashesh. Because Anantashesh is the original snake incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or expansion, to be more precise. And Haridas Thakur heard this, and Haridas Thakur started dancing on ecstasy and rolling on the ground. And the snake charmer gave him way to do that, and was glorifying Haridas Thakur. And there was one onlooker, a Brahmin, who thought, well, if this Haridas Thakur could be glorified by this dance, I am going to do it, and I'll get more glorified. So he started dancing. Just an imitation, that's called a sahajya. And the snake charmer started kicking him. And he complained. He said, why are you kicking me? You were glorifying Haridas Thakur. And the snake charmer said, because you are simply imitating to get profit, adoration, and distinction. So we have to be careful about imitation ecstasy. Generally, if we feel ecstasy, we hide it from people. We just don't manifest, because if you start manifesting, you're going to start thinking, hey, I hope someone sees me crying. I hope someone sees me in ecstasy so, you know, they can appreciate how advanced I am. And that's called profit adoration distinction, which is subtle sex life, unfortunately. Or fortunately. Hasta padera sandhi sabavitasti pramane sandhichari binahaye charmarahi stane. The joints of his hands and legs would sometimes become separated by 8 inches, and they remain connected only by the skin. Now, you can imagine, you know, maybe some of you can see me on the camera, but, you know, if you had these joints, you know, like these fingers, for example, I got so many joints. There's a joint between each portion of the finger. There's a joint between the finger and the palm. There's so many joints here. Imagine if they became separated. 8 inches? You know what 8 inches is? It's this much. In other words, the skin was stretched. You couldn't do that and survive. Or at least you'd be permanently disabled. I mean, they'd have to amputate your hand after that, or, you know, send you to the hospital and do some serious operations. But Lord Chaitanya has a spiritual body. Hastapada shirasaba shirira vitare pravishtahaya kurma rupa dekhiye prabhure. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands, legs, and head would all enter within his body. I mean, that's impossible in a material body, just like the withdrawn limbs of a tortoise. Can you imagine? Oh my God. You'd be dead. Just like there's a story in the Mahabharata about Bhimsen, and he was fighting this rascal, Kichika. And when Bhimsen fought someone, he really fought someone. So he pounded this guy into the size of a basketball. In other words, you couldn't distinguish a limb from a head or a leg or whatever. everything was just like compressed. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not exactly the same thing, but his hands and legs and head all entered within his body. Head too. This is not a material body. Matadbhuta Baba Srire Prakasha. That's why you can't experience the extent of these ecstasies in a material body. It's impossible. Manete sunyata vakye ha ha hutasha. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to manifest wonderful ecstatic symptoms. His mind appeared vacant, and there were only hopelessness and disappointment in his words. And so that's transcendental. Normally, if someone is hopeless, disappointed, you send them to the psychiatrist because they are depressed. But Lord Chaitanya was experiencing the greatest ecstasy. I mean, even one time, devotees were looking at a picture of Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, you look really unhappy in this picture. And Prabhupada said, no, I was experiencing the greatest ecstasy. Therefore, it's described that no one should try to understand what's happening in the mind of a great pure devotee. You may project your own understanding, thinking that this pure devotee, because he has these physical symptoms, body language, in such and such way, therefore he is experiencing, or she is experiencing, this. But you don't know. You may think they're unhappy when they're in ecstasy. Because they're beyond the body. Someone who's not beyond the body, you can read the body language, okay. I can see that you're not feeling happy today. I can see you are happy. I can see you're sick. Really easy to read body language. Kahan mora prananata murali vandana padana kahan karon kahan hanbrajendra nandana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way. Where is the Lord of my life who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where shall I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda? In fact, the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, they were also feeling this way. Hey Radhe, Brajadevake, hey Nanda Shunoguta. Kahari kahiba keba jani moraduka Rajendra Nandana Vinu Pate Morabuka. To whom should I speak? Who can understand my disappointment? Without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken. E Mata Vila Pakari Vivalantara Rayera Nataka Shloka Pade Nirantara. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always expressed bewilderment and lamented in separation from Krishna. At such times, he used to recite the shlokas from Ramananda Roy's drama known as the Jagannatha Balava Nataka. And here's a beautiful shloka from this particular text. Prima cheda rucho vagacchati harir nayam nacha prima va. Sanastanam avaiti napi madano janati no durlaba anyo vena na chanya dukham akilam no jivanam vashavam dvitranyeva dinani yovanam idam haha vidheka gatahi. Srimati Radharani used to lament, and these are very elevated subject matters. So please try to understand this with maturity. Our Krishna does not realize what we have suffered from injuries inflicted in the course of loving affairs. We are actually misused by love because love does not know where to strike and where not to strike. Even Cupid does not know our very much weakened condition. What should I tell anyone? No one can understand another's difficulties. Our life is not under our control, for youth will remain for 2 or 3 days and soon be finished. In this condition, O Creator, what will be our destination? This verse is from the Jagannatha Balava Nataka 3.9 of Ramananda Roy. So, you know, sometimes people are lamenting that they will only remain attractive to Krishna while they're youthful. But the interesting thing about the residents of Vrindavan, also Krishna's wives and his associates who have pure spiritual bodies, they always remain youthful, just like Krishna has described, Navayovanam cha. So the gopis never aged. But because of their intense feelings of anxiety, spiritual anxiety, that's, they were feeling, you know, we're going to age. And of course, we have in the material realm anxiety, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma nasakshati nakangshati sanak sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim lavate param. Describe the Bhagavad Gita describes the two types of anxiety, hankering and lamentation. And so in Krishna consciousness, you overcome material anxiety, material lamentation, but you get spiritual anxiety, and that is the greatest ecstasy. Now, you may say it doesn't sound like ecstasy to me, but you're not experiencing it. When you experience it, it is the greatest happiness, the greatest ecstasy. Upajila preman kura mangila ye dukapura Krishna taha nahi kare pana bakire nagara raja vitare shatera brakaja paranari vade savadana. Srimati Radharani spoke thus in distress due to separation from Krishna. Oh, what shall I say in my distress? After I met Krishna, my loving propensities sprouted, and upon separating from him, I sustained a great shock, which is now continuing like the sufferings of a disease. The only physician for this disease is Krishna himself, but he is not taking care of this sprouting plant of devotional service. What can I say about the behavior of Krishna? Outwardly, he is a very attractive young lover, but at heart, he is a great cheat, very expert in killing others' wives. So as I said, this is very elevated subject matters, and I'm not going to comment too much about this right now on the public internet. Saki hai na bhuji hai vidhira vidana sukalagi kailun prita hailaduka viparita evayaya nabrahi parana. Srimati Radharani continued lamenting about the consequences of loving Krishna. My dear friend, I do not understand the regulative principles given by the Creator. I love Krishna for happiness, but the result was just the opposite. I am now in an ocean of distress. It must be that now I am going to die, for my vital force no longer remains. This is my state of mind, and that is love. You can only see like a dim reflection of this love in this world between people, and it doesn't last for a long time. But the love between Krishna and his associates, or the associates and Krishna, is eternal, and it increases in intensity all the time. There's no decrease in intensity. Kutila prema aigeyana nahi jane stana stana balamanda nare vicharite krura shatera gunadore hattigale bandimore rakhiya chenari ukashite. By nature, loving affairs are very crooked. They are not entered with sufficient knowledge, nor do they consider whether a place is suitable or not, nor do they look forward to the results. By the ropes of his good qualities, Krishna, who is so unkind, has bound my neck and hands, and I am unable to get relief. You see the intensity of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. We can appreciate that intensity. We may not understand it, but at least we can appreciate that intensity. Ye madanatanuhina paradrohi paravina panchabana santhe anukshana abalara shadire vindikaila jarajate dukadeya nalaya jivana. In loving affairs, there is a person named Madana. His qualities are thus. Personally, He possesses no gross body, yet he is very expert in giving pains to others. He has 5 arrows, and fixing them on his bow, he shoots them into the bodies of innocent women. Thus these women become invalids. It would be better if he took my life without hesitation, but he does not do so. He simply gives me pain. So Madonna is Cupid, but Krishna is the transcendental Cupid, so there's like a play of words here. Because you have Cupid in this world, who is called Ananga. Ananga means he doesn't have a body. It means, basically, just to put it in common language, he's invisible. Of course, there's a story in the Vedic literatures about how Cupid tried to attack Lord Shiva one time and bewilder him, and Lord Shiva burnt him to ashes, so he doesn't have a body. And he is very subtle and invisible, and he has 5 arrows. One of those 5 arrows, the objects of the senses, form, taste, smell, touch. Ooh. And by these objects of the senses, things become attractive to us. I mean, whether it's food or other people like that. So that's in the material world. But in the spiritual realm, there are senses too. Rishikedo, Rishikesha, Sevam, Bhakti, Rishite, Sarvapada. When we give up the designated senses in this world, we uncover our real senses and we can perceive things. We can see Krishna and perceive Krishna's associates. And then the intensity of the transcendental Cupid, Krishna is the transcendental Cupid. You understand? And he fires his arrows at us, and we become attracted to him. And so that, so here you find Madan is the name of Cupid, but Krishna is also called Madan, but he's also called Madan Mohan. That means he who attracts Cupid. So even he is described as Cupid here, but actually he's Madan Mohan, the person who attracts Cupid. And then we have Radharani, who is even more attractive, who attracts the person who attracts Cupid, who is called Madan Mohan Mohini. That means the attractor of Cupid. So today we will end here. We did text 1-22 in Maja 2, a very exciting chapter, and we'll continue tomorrow. So, you see how this class is basically self-contained, even though you may not have been in the previous class, and you may not be in tomorrow's class. It's a self-contained class. Every class is self-contained like that. So, let us stop sharing and stop muting. So, we got 40 people with us right now. Okay, so who has a transcendental question? No one. Rishikesh. Okay, Rishikesh.
I just want to understand the attractiveness of Krishna. Does it occur only in the spiritual body? Does it occur in the material body, like material body, which I have right now? I can still be get attracted to Krishna?
Yes, you could still be attracted to Krishna in the material world, although you cannot experience the extent of ecstasies that one can experience in the spiritual body, or else you would die immediately. You would die. Yes, no, Krishna is attracted. Krishna is the transcendental Cupid. And Rupa Goswami says, that if you all desire to enjoy society of friendship and love, don't go to see that smiling boy Govinda, who is not Pran Govinda. Don't go to see him. Don't go to see that smiling boy Govinda, who's playing on his flute on the banks of the Keshi Ghat, playing the fifth note on the banks of the Keshi Ghat. Because it's a sarcastic statement, because if you come in touch with Krishna, you lose your attraction for society, friendship, and love. You know, it's dull. Like if someone in the material world, let's say, anyway, better not use that example. Okay, I won't use that example. Anyway, someone in the material world says to you, I'll use the example, against my better judgment. If someone in the material world says to you, am I beautiful? then you'll just say, I think Krishna's beautiful. And then your marriage will come to an end. Anyway, so therefore, it's true. Actually, when one experiences the beauty of Krishna, that's called raso varjam, raso pyasha, param drishtani vartate. One has a higher pleasure, a higher taste, so that other things. I mean, just like when I see the deities in the morning, then everything else pales in comparison to seeing the beauty of Radhika Lokananda. I mean, it's just nothing. And like we told the story about Sripad Ramanujacharya the other day, I think you may remember the story of Sripad Ramanujacharya. He had this disciple, before he became a disciple, Dhanardas, who was attracted to his girlfriend, and Ramanujacharya simply showed Dhanardas what? He showed him the beautiful eyes of the deity. And what happened at that point? At that point, the girlfriend wasn't so attractive anymore, right? But he got married to a girlfriend, and he became very, very renounced. He was more renounced than the brahmacharis because he was attracted to the beautiful eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isn't that amazing? So when you're attracted to the beautiful eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then who can be attracted to anything else, you see? Just like, you know, all of you who are attracted to the opposite sex, just look at this picture. And you tell me who is more beautiful than Radha and Krishna, Radha Gulokananda. Can you say everything created by Krishna is beautiful because of their connection with him? So the more connected to Krishna, the more beautiful you are to me? That's interesting. I would say, yeah, the more connected you're to Krishna, the more beautiful you are. That's true. Because Prabhupada did say that his disciples previously, their beauty was covered, but since they took up Krishna consciousness, their spiritual beauty became uncovered. That actually is a good statement. That you say, yes, when you chant Hare Krishna, you can say to your husband or wife, when you chant Hare Krishna, you look so beautiful or so handsome. That will encourage them to chant more. And when you don't chant, you look ugly. You look like Ravana or Kumbhakarna or Sarpanaka or Putana. You can actually say that. When you chant, you look beautiful, and when you don't chant, you are ugly as sin. Try that at home. So that's a good point. Is Balaram's Rasa Leela today also one of Krishna's Rasa Leela? Balaram has his own gopis, which are different than Krishna's gopis, so it's actually different than Krishna's Rasa Leela. Although it is Krishna's Rasa Leela today, it's Krishna's Vasanta Rasa, you know, the springtime Rasa. But it's a different Rasa Leela, completely different. It's a different group of gopis. But in one sense, you could say Balaram and Krishna are the same person. But they are different gopis that Balaram dances with. Completely group. Different group of gopis. And don't you dance with your gopis. Because if you think that you are Krishna, you got me started on this sannyas talk. So if you think you're Krishna and you have your own gopis, instead of gopis, you have your own Durgas. It's like we had Lord Ram's appearance day recently. So we know Ravan, one of the things we learned from Ravan's pastimes, Ravan's kidnapping Sita Devi, or Maya Sita, is that actually he got Maya Sita, and by getting Maya Sita, he got Durga. So in other words, you can't have Lakshmi, you can't have Sita without Ram. So if you want real Lakshmi, then you have to have Narayan, you have to have Ram. So that's the result of thinking that you have your own gopis, that your wife is your Radha and you're her Krishna. No. If you're thinking like that, Your wife is your Zurbanaka and you're her Ravan. Or your wife is your Mandodari. Sorry, that's better. So, I'm not the... No, if you're devotees, it's good. Yeah. Then a devotee wife... Sorry about that. I have to be a little balanced because I got people spying on my class tonight. So, a devotee wife is Lakshmi, as long as the husband treats her well. Just like I said to one of my disciples today, whatever your wife says to you, you should do immediately, without hesitation. And when his wife heard that, she became extremely happy. Because if the husband, Prabhupada said, if the husband and wife don't argue, so Pran Govinda went offline when he heard that one. So anyway, so Prabhupada said, if the husband and wife don't argue, Lakshmi is always there. So if there's a nice relationship between the husband and a chaste wife, then there is always good fortune. Always good fortune. And if the husband doesn't treat the wife nicely, there is no good fortune. Even though there may be money, there'll be simply misery. So for Krishna conscious grahasthas, then they should have loving relationships. See, change my mood right now. So anyway, so Krishna conscious grahasthas, they should have loving relationships. And then good fortune is there, Krishna is there, Lakshmi and Narayan are there. Very nice. So that gives a balanced viewpoint of the whole thing to all of you. And Pran Govinda is upset with me for talking about stuff like this. So Pran Govinda, you have a question. I can see that your body language is saying, Maharaj, you're too lenient. Okay, what's the question?
Maharaj, this mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing.
Yeah.
The eternal existence of subject, subjective, and object, objective exist. Even though he is Krishna, but yeah, he is experiencing in the mood of Radharani.
That's right.
From Krishna, but he is Krishna, but at the same time, it's kind of like a difficult to... because subject and subjective are two not same.
So he is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. We say they're one, but actually they're always two. Your internet connection is really slow. So your video is very slow. Turn off your video and talk, because your internet connection is really bad. Yeah, that's better.
Is that better?
I can hear you better now. So what's the question?
So from the subjective perception, Maharaj, that Krishna is displaying his beauty and he's literally allowing Srimati Radharani to taste all his beauty, and now Mahaprabhu, that Krishna is tasting by taking shelter of her mood
or Bhav. Yeah, Radha Bhav.
But that's very but that's not possible any other example to demonstrate that. It's only because I'm just
that's
trying
right.
to see that
that's right.
It's only
I mean, you,
possible
you cannot, in you cannot you cannot do that. Only the Lord can do that. That's right. This is the prerogative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he can take the mood of Radharani and fully exhibit Mahabhav in her mood.
But it is unlimited also.
What's that?
It is also unlimited, Maharaj, so he will never be able to finish.
No, he can never finish. He can never even understand himself. No, he can never fully understand Radharani's mood. That's why he keeps appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally. In the spiritual realm of Goloka Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always there tasting the mood of Radharani in relationship to Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan, there's actually a Navadvip, Mayapur, And in that Navadvip Mayapur, you have the Lord always exhibiting this particular mood. You understand? So it's an eternal,
yeah,
an eternal pastime, because he never comes to the end, never experiences, understands completely her mood.
Maharaj, can I ask you a technical question on this, because this is being lingering in my mind? That Srila Prabhupada gives in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction, that whatever after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever left over, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. After he tasting that mood, in the mood of Radharani, what, after he tasted whatever is left over, that is what took form of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Prabhupada gives that whoever has a connection, they will be also eligible to release that. And then he gives the whole Guru Parampara all the way up to Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, the whoever has a connection. So in, I mean, I'm not, I'm coming from a material world. When I hear something, I really take a material conception and project it to the spiritual. So I'm trying to understand, what is that experience that soul, when they come to Krishna consciousness, will experience that which was never given before?
Well, that you have to be Krishna conscious to understand. Or otherwise you'll project your material understanding. See this nice picture of Radha and Krishna? You like that?
Beautiful. Wow.
This is actually one of my favorite pictures of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. It's a gorgeous picture.
How do I take it? I have to make a copy, probably.
Oh, I got to erase it. You can't. I won't let you save it.
I did. Okay.
No, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
I took the screenshot.
That was, yes, they were very young. I love that picture. That's actually just like it awakens in my heart pure love for Krishna, which I don't have. Anyway, all right, I think that's...
One more question. I send you something on the chat room.
Uh-oh, you send me something on the chat. They are so young. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of advancement, Krishna no longer has a taste for dead material things. That's right. That is
what
a fact.
What is it, Maharaj?
No longer has a taste, because it's you're immersed in the extreme emotions. If one has, even in the material world, extreme emotions, then they forget about everything else. For example, if a young boy is attracted to a young girl, and you know, et cetera, et cetera, and they're just completely immersed in the moment of love, you know, thinking about each other day and night, they forget about eating. They forget about sleeping. They forget about studying in school. They forget about everything. So can you imagine that magnified into an unlimited degree? So one loses the interest in everything. Okay, we have to end now. I have not forgotten about...
One minute, Maharaj, I'm begging you. I'll pay you. I mean...
One thing. All right, you got 1 minute.
Maharaj, so how can I direct my emotion towards Krishna? How?
Follow the order of Srila Prabhupada, preach Krishna consciousness, and Lord Chaitanya will give you special mercy. Like Prabhupada said, deserve, then desire. That is our methodology. That's been my experience.
Thank you for your blessing.
Okay, see everybody later. See everybody tomorrow night. All glories to the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.